Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Makakasama natin ngayong umaga ang mag-asawa na si Ginoong Oji at si Miss Annie Lumbang Regalisa at kanilang babalikan ang mga pagsubok sa kanilang pamilya lalong-lalo na sa unang bahagi ng COVID-19 pandemic at paano nga ba nila ito nalampasan at kung paano nga ba sila kumapit sa kanilang pananampalataya at paano sila nabigyan ng katatagan ng kanilang paniniwala na sila ay gagaling. Narito ang ating panayam sa kanila.
I went to the Philippines for a holiday, for a family reunion with my husband's family. And, you know, even in your traveling and all that, I went to Puerto Galera and I heard people also coughing, you know, and you get to the bus, you know. But on the way back, in the plane, we heard four people already coughing. Talagang walang cover. After a week after that, and I was already here. Thank God I was already here. I'm beginning to becoming weak. Whoa, what's this? And then 1 week after that, nakita ko na yung March 13, that's where I was really feeling almost running out of breath. Talaga, I was really gasping for breath. And I told my husband, this is no good. It's like I'm dying. So get me to emergency. And then we went there. But lo and behold, I'm still weak and I'm leaning on him. And of course, hospitals, there were many people who are actually sick at the time. So we were like in a queue. And I think that's the beginning of the COVID spreading here in Australia. And when we were in the hospital at Boundary with emergency. So we waited for 4 hours. Ang tagal pa. Na, ha?
Hindi kayo na-test.
Wala pa. Wala pang test doon because there's no COVID test in Mandruwit. So, and no, kami after 4 hours of waiting, and then I was really diagnosed. Yung aking temperature ay 42. And they were really like shocked na how come na parang hindi ako bumagsak. Yeah. Or convulsion. And because I was really talking to my husband, but I was just leaning and really feeling weak. And gasping. Ganyan, tubig lang ako ng tubig at the time. So, when they found that it's 42, then the emergency, yung ang ambulance, straight to Westmead. And at that time, Westmead had a new facility actually catered for the aged care. Yeah. Kaya lang it was open because of COVID and in any time. Eh kami ngayon yung parang first. Me and my husband was the first one to actually be in
dahil
that facility.
Westmead ang ginawang parang COVID facility.
Correct, yes. So right there, pinatest kami, swab. And then on the third day, my husband was released because naging negative. Una positive kaming dalawa. We're both in the ambulance. Kaming dalawa yung nasa ambulance kasi mataas din ang kanyang lagnat, 39, and I was 42. At chinek up kami ng chinek up doon sa ospital. And then I was left on my own. On the 17th of March, that's where I was told I need to be in coma, induced coma.
Para saan po yon? To think na pag sinabing COVID, you have to be awake, kailangan malabanan mo yung virus, hindi ba? So, is that the start na kailangan i-intubate ka na din?
That's correct, oo. But mine is the worst. Because both of my lungs, dapat ang lungs mo pagka in the x-ray, makikitang black. Mine was all full white. It was invaded by the virus, both lungs.
Kumbaga parang wala na siyang tinirang space.
Walang space. That's right. And so I have to be intubated and also induced coma so that I will have an artificial oxygen going on in my body. Otherwise, I'll die.
Yeah.
So praise God naman na yun. Yun ang nangyari sa akin. So for almost, so I didn't know that. But of course, being a Christian before I was able to induce coma, I'm not afraid to.
Sinubok ang pamilya Regalisa ng COVID-19 pandemic Sa simula pa lamang nito, noong Marso 2020, parehong tinamaan ng COVID-19 ang mag-asawang Oji at Annie Regaliza. Pero 3 araw lamang ang sakit ni Ginoong Oji at masama naman ang naging tama kay Ginang Annie. At 87 days siyang naka-intubate sa West Mid Hospital sa New South Wales mula Marso 2020 hanggang siya ay mailabas noong June 2020.
You know, you're worried because you don't know what's gonna happen. I have to tell my husband, we had a talk over the phone. Sabi ko sa kanya, we were both crying. Sabi ko, whatever happens, you just keep interceding during this time. So, I just quoted the verse that says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And then I told the nurse, yes, I'm ready now. And then they begin to put a mask on me. I was on the theater. And that was the beginning of non-known consciousness. Wala na ako alam sa mundo. That was around 87 days. I see you. Because I wasn't really awake. And on May 11th, ano ko pa yung Mother's Day nga. So I was able to see my sons. And they greeted me. So, yun. Tapos, and then they put me on a rehab. Inuunti-unti muna akong tumayo kasi talagang I'm not able to really pull myself up. Every limbs has no muscles. So, talagang payat na payat ako. Sobrang payat. From 65, I know, 62, I went down to around 50 kilograms. Yep, sobrang laki. Oo, 12 pounds after 87 days. And then, right after that, I had around 20-something days. Bali, all in all, kasi 107 ako sa hospital. So, 87 days, 20 days.
A bit of recovery.
Yes, so a bit of recovery. They put me on the respiratory ward. And that's where my marching came. From ICU down to the third floor, going to the respiratory ward. So, doon ako nag-recuperate, pinaglakad ako. Yeah, finish ako doon. Lahat-lahat ng ano, tapos chinek lahat ng vitals, organs, and everything else, pati yung aking cognitive, yung brain. Kasi nga, namatay ako ng 2 times. So, they were able to check all of that. And lo and behold, normally ang sabi nila sa akin, it may take a year or 6 months to 2 years, ang recuperating period. But it took me only 20 days. And all of the vitals, they're all perfect when I left. So, yun.
So, bago po tayo dumiretso dun sa part na nag-recuperate na po kayo, sa 87 days, wala kayong knowledge, no nothing. Ang mister nyo lang ang may alam kung anong nangyayari. So, maybe we can ask him. Kuya Oji, nung 87 days, so March 17, pinasok si Miss Annie sa hospital. At nung sinabi na kailangan siyang i-coma, i-intubate, ano yung pakiramdam nyo bilang kayo na sa labas, wala kayo doon, mag-isa lang siya. Bilang isang nanay, alam ko napakahirap noon to parang iwanan yung anak, di ba? Parang pag ang anak mo iniwan mo sa ospital, mag-isa, bahala ng mga doktor at mga nurses. Parang bilang isang nanay, ang hirap nun. Sa inyo, asawa, mga anak, na iwan sa labas ng ospital, wala kayong kaalam-alam ko anong... Although, syempre, ini-inform din kayo ng hospital kung anong gagawin. Pero yung mismong kayo na nandoon sana to support your wife, ano po yung pakiramdam na wala kayong magawa?
It's really hard kasi yung time na umalis ako sa hospital, I was actually brought by an ambulance back to the house, sabi nga. And I don't even know what's gonna happen with her. So, anong nangyari? I just keep on praying and I was able to actually fasted for that long period of 87 days of just drinking water. And I lost actually 25 kilograms during that time because I was not eating. I was just drinking and just praying and drinking. So I was fasting and asking God what's going to happen. You know, talagang seriously praying to God kung ano yung dapat ano pang gawin. Kasi during that time na nasa hospital siya, they actually tried everything. They tried yung medicine na nilabas sa America, which is the ivermectin and some hydroxychloroquine, something like that. Na they tried lahat ng ano ng gamot na pwedeng posible sa kanya. And during that time, wala pang effective na ano na COVID vaccine.
Puro
testing pa lang. So trial and error pa lang yun. And until such time na dumating na lahat ng organs niya ay nag-fail. So nagkaroon siya ng multiple organ failure. Yung heart, bumagsak na. Yung lungs, yung liver, everything. Hanggang sa dumating na yung point na yung palliative na sinasabi ng doktor na we don't even know what's gonna happen with her. So kasi... Actually, mga ilang days na yung nakaraan na yun. Weeks na. At wala pa siyang recovery that time. So, I just keep on praying and asking God kung ano yung mangyayari sa kanya. So, ayun nga, after that, I asked God kung... Kasi tumawag na yung doctor sa amin na we don't know what's gonna happen with your wife. And yung husband, I mean yung anak ko rin tinawag na to be there at para makita na siya for the last time, yung sinasabi nila. Pero definitely sinabi namin na you may say something about my wife, but I still believe na she's still gonna get up and be back with us. So yun ang pinag-pray ko sa Lord. So definitely iniwan kami ng doktor sa loob ng room and then we prayed together. And then sabi nila, at the moment, wala na kaming pwedeng gawin sa kanya. We just have to wait kasi meron na siyang lahat ng mga 7 machines ang nakakonect sa body niya, including the ECMO machine. The ECMO machine is the one who actually supplies the blood circulation with the oxygen in there. Kasi yung lungs niya, it doesn't work anymore. So wala na siyang, so yung machine actually nag-i-stand for her breathing. So that's the one na... Iyon ang nakatulong sa kanya kahit papano na makapag-supply ng oxygen sa kanyang lungs and the blood circulation. So after that, the moment they said to us na wala na magagawa sila and we just have to wait. So we just pray and after that, ma-release nila yung word na yon, and that the following day, the miracle starts happening. So nakita namin kung paano kumilos ang Panginoon, isa-isang... bagay. Isang organ ang nagiging, nagkakaroon ng buhay. Wala nang medicine supply, nothing, just the you know, the hand of God just move sa kanya. Ano, kasi during that time, yeah, kasi,
kumbaga machine na lang talaga ang dala.
Sure. We can't even go to the room. Kasi that time, she's still positive. So, hindi kami pwedeng basta pumapasok. Pag pumapasok kami, balut na balut kami sa loob ng ICU. So, when I had the chance to get inside the ICU, I just pray, put oil, and lay hands on my wife, and leave that music of praise and worship sa loob ng room niya. And then, ayun. And we are so blessed with so many people who is actually part of praying for her every single day. Meron kaming Zoom meeting to pray for her. So yeah, 7 Zoom prayer groups from different countries as well. And so we are blessed with that. So after that, nagkaroon na ng konti-konting recovery yung kanyang body. We're surprised kasi isa-isang nawawala na yung mga machine niya. Yung dialysis niya, yung kidney dialysis, natanggal na yon. Tapos yung heart niya, naka-recover. Actually, 2 beses siya pumasok ng another operation sa theater because of the blood clotting. So that alone is so dangerous na pagka nag-blood clot na siya, she can die from that. She actually died twice in the hospital. It's 12 minutes at saka 4 minutes. So niresuscitate siya for a period of 12 minutes at saka 4 minutes.
And also 6 cardiac arrests.
Tinawag dito sa bahagi ng Westmead Hospital na Miracle Lady dahil makalipas ng 107 araw, 107 days na siya ay na-ospital, na-intubate at nanatili sa ospital ng 107 days. Medyo matagal-tagal yun. Mahigit 3 buwan na nasa ospital. Siya ay pinalad na nakaligtas o nakasurvive sa COVID pandemic.
Ganun kang grabe and severe yung nangyari sa kanyang body. And so after that, Nagulat nga yung mga doctors, even the supervisor, the superintendent ng hospital lumapit sa kanya, and you are a fighter, sinasabi ng mga doctor doon. And I believe that there is somewhere up there na sinasabi na you're looking after you. That's why they call her Miracle Lady doon sa hospital. And so they were actually surprised doon sa recovery niya, because some of the patient that time na mahina lang ang COVID attack sa kanila, but they actually died. So in her condition, she was one of the first who actually recovered with that severe condition ng COVID.
Sa mga recounts sa news, no, parang ito yung pinakamatagal talaga na nandun kayo sa ospital. 87 days in total, 107 for the short recovery sa hospital. In a way, kahit nasabihin natin na sinabi ng doktor na wala na silang magagawa, you hold on to your faith, hindi po ba?
Yes, super.
Kaya yung after nung palliative interview sa amin, na sabi nila we just have to wait kung ano mangyayari sa wife mo, because they have done all the best na kailangan magagawa nila. At that time, they actually calling different countries. They're communicating with another countries and ask them what things that I need to do for our patient. Because that time there were actually 4 or 5 the same condition with her. So different from New York, from England, Switzerland. They communicating each other, and we are so glad and blessed by these doctors who are actually trying their best. And even the doctor who stayed with her, he wasn't able to sleep. Because every time they call him, and he was able to go there and look after her. And during that time, there is about 9 nurses who needs to put her to proning's position when they were actually trying to put her, on flat face, because that is actually give her lungs to have rest and ease. Because when you're actually lying down, up, the lungs is actually getting much pressured. But when you're actually pacing down, yes, in proning ang tawag doon. And so when they did that, nagkaroon na rin siya ng continuous recovery.
From doon po sa naalis na kayo sa pagkaka-intubate ninyo at inilipat kayo ng recovery room, hindi po ba? Pero hindi naman agad-agad na ilalabas na kayo ng ospital. Matagal pa, di ba? Paano po yung unti-unting pagpapagaling ninyo? At balikan lang natin yung pinalakpakan kayo dahil from the pagkaka-intubate ninyo, ICU, at inilipat kayo sa recovery room. Naka-wheelchair kayo, dinala kayo doon, di ba? From ICU to the recovery. Pwede niyo mo bang ikwento sa amin what you remember during that day?
First, no, that day was like I was being prepared to actually march daw, because I was able to actually walk a little bit. So I was able to use the walker. So at that time, no, konti-konti lang steps. So at the beginning, of course, pinipera ko, and then meron pang bulaklak na binigay sa akin on the way out from the ICU. And I remember also na, yes, maraming pumapalakpak talagang ang super haba talaga, because all of those people have been involved. And of course, they know the news, because I was there for a long time. So the news really spreads throughout the hospital. And the one thing that actually they gave me a more, accolade is when I was already walking. Because it's not, they were like really surprised that how I was able to walk for like being invalid for 87 days. And papunta pala ako doon sa pinaka-recovery ward. Doon sila nagugulat na ano. And the thing is also, another thing, when I was there in the respiratory ward, they were checking on everything, sa akin. My lungs, my heart, my kidneys, they were improving. So it's like recovering by itself talaga. And I thank God. I believe so na it's really God that is working within me inside of this frail body that I had. At the same time, they're also so surprised that after mga 3 days lang ako na chine-check para maglakad. Because it's not easy na wala ka muscle eh. Wala ka muscle sa mga legs mo eh. Inhale ko pati. Tsaka hindi, yung aking breathing. na hindi ka makakapag-init, taga mapapa, parang ganun pagod ka. But, you know, you are given a leeway kung how far you can get, you know, but after the fourth day, nagulat sila na I was able to walk without any aid. So I started from the walker, and then later on stick, and then later on yung wala na in 4 days. Hindi madalas nangyayari yun sa mga nag-ICU. In fact, yung iba hindi nakaka-walk ng ganun. But I was able to walk the block. Until during that time na nakikita nila ako, I was really up and about, really, really walking, you know, ibiikot na ako. That is when they knew that I'm able to be released in the hospital. So, isa-isang tinatanggal, you know, yung eto, nagkaroon ako dyan ng hole because meron ako dyan parang, I forgot the name, meron ako ditong ano, na nilagay yung from intubation kasi magkakaroon ako ng infection, nilagyan ako dito sa leeg, kailangan butasan to get some oxygen more because to actually moisten the lungs. No, kailangan ng lungs. Or I think mainitan ng lungs or something like that. So, and then later on after that, tinanggal na rin yon, and then I was able to talk. You know, and the first time, you know, I was able to talk. And then of course, yung pagkain mo, inano yung pagkain mo kasi from dito, from your nose, ang pagkain. So, nagkaroon na ng parang soft food. Then later, after the release, ayan na, meron na akong karne. So, beginning na yun ang aking recovery. So, on the June 27 or 28, I was released from the hospital. Taken home. Yes. Taken home in 20 days.
Yes, you have to undergo rehab. At although nakakapaglakad na kayo, hindi pa rin ganun kalakas ang pangatawan ninyo.
That's precisely correct. When I came home here, I have to go through some stages of physical therapy. So that means kailangan ko pa rin yung patuloy na mag-walk kasi I still have to keep the pace of the heart too. Because, you know, the heart was dead for some time and 6 cardiac arrests and 2 times na namatay ka. So I have to keep the pace of walking. So I had that, and then yung mga masamasahe sa katawan mo because some of my muscles could not even be bent yet. So my thighs were really hard, so I have to really slowly fold it. My arms also, I cannot lift it up. So OG has to bring my one arm after the other to get me dressed. Another thing too is watch my diet. At the same time, meron ako mga exercises ng mga rubber just to keep the flexibility and mobility to start. And then walk. And, you know, the muscles are beginning to be formed in probably a matter of mga around 4 months after. And I was able to walk na. So, and then, the next year after, which is 21, that's where all the things about my, voice. So that begins the recovery on the 2021. Wala akong boses. Nawala. In fact, na-damage pa nga eh. So, that's why I have to undergo a surgery. But, given the case, there are people that's more worse na talagang hindi na bumabalik yung boses after it. Or, gulay na pagka buhay. I think it's his time talaga. It's his perfect time. You know, not the, of course, hindi naman gusto ng Panginoon na mag-suffer ka ng ganun. Kaya lang, of course, you have the body and he knows what's the perfect time, his season and everything. So I believe it is timing that I have to go through, pass through. So I'm thanking God.
Napakinggan natin ang medyo madamdamin na pagbabahagi ng mag-asawang OG at Annie Regalisa at kung paano sinubok ang kanilang pamilya ng patuloy na nagaganap na pandemic. Ano? At sa kanilang kwento, sila ang mag-asawa na medyo matagal-tagal na nakaranas netong COVID pandemic, lalong-lalo na si Ginang Annie Regalisa, kung saan nga siya ay 87 days na naka-intubate at in total 107 days na nasa West Med Hospital mula March 2020 hanggang June 2020. At salamat nga, sabi nga ay milagro na siya ay nakaligtas at nakasurvive mula sa COVID pandemic. Alam natin na marami tayong mga kababayan at maraming mga tao sa mundo ang sinubok at tunay naman din na mas malala pa ang mga naging sitwasyon. Pero pasalamat pa rin tayo para doon sa mga tao na nakaligtas gaya na lamang ni Ginang Annie Regalisa. At narito nga sa huling bahagi ng ating panayam sa kanila, ibinahagi nila kung paano lalo pang pinatatag sila ng mga pagsubok na kanilang naranasan. Parang mahirap po paniwalaan, no? Kasi kung ako isipin ko, 107 days, more than 3 months in the hospital. Kumbaga sabi nyo nga, comatose kayo, wala kayong kaalam-alam anong nangyayari. Pero there's a miracle. Yes. Tinawag nga kayo sa hospital na miracle lady, ano? At kumbaga kayo talaga yung isa sa mga pasyente ng COVID na na-highlight sa Westmead Hospital during 2020, yung kasagsagan ng pandemic, ano?
Kami yung first and the worst. I was the first and the worst. In the world, in Australia,
and in New South Wales. So I was called at that time, sinabi sa akin nung director, did you know that you break all the records? Ang dami. So I was the first and the worst in Australia, first and the worst in the world, first and the worst in all of the states, yung New South Wales pala. Plus also, I'm the only one that has been given an opportunity for 5 weeks of ECMO machine. Dapat kasi yun, 2 weeks lang yun. And then they will plug it out because it's so expensive to run. It's 5,000 every week sa US. Kailangan mo yung machine na yun. But thank God we are here in Australia. So one of the blessings is that na for 5 weeks, pinatagal pa ako nila. And I actually have talked to the two ECMO machine doctors and told me that their stories na you really are... Something is really, you know, you're so brave. And the ECMO machine, yes, it helped you. But we know that you're the ones fighting. So I was able to actually pull through as a result. So I think it's not me only fighting it. Because I believe it's also the Lord within me that lives in me, that fights for me.
Kumbaga, ramdam ng katawan nyo na merong may hope, may lumalaban para sa inyo. Mm-mm. Alam ko po na very religious kayo at talagang you hold on to your faith, ano? Pero 107 days in the hospital, I assume na-test din ang faith ninyo. But after that, mas lalo kayong naging stronger sa faith ninyo.
Right after that, lalo kaming kumbaga nag-press in to God. Some people will probably, you know, think na, wala nang kwenta, talagang maglingkod sa Panginoon, mahirap or something. No, because before, prior to that, we were already doing God's ministry. And we also knew that based on the Word of God, everyone who serves the Lord is also going to experience trials. Sufferings and trials are just part of the deal. And it's a cost for God's service. Sinabi ng Lord dyan, if you follow me, you must deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me. So what kind of cross is that? You don't even know. So you'll just be surprised with the crosses that will come along. But it's up to you to hold on to your faith or not. So for us, we've seen many miracles already in our ministries. And it's not kumbaga sa amin to actually, you know, it's a testing na talaga ba yan? O sige, may miracle sa buhay mo, sa buhay na ibang tao sa inyong ministry. Pero ikaw, kaya mo ba yan? So, but we stood our ground in our faith. Because if God actually heals people that we minister, we know that we can also receive miracles. And so we hang on to faith more. And for that is, last year we have registered our church, because it used to be in like a house church. We registered our church in the resurrection day, April 4th of the 4th.
Kuya Oji, pandemic binago tayong lahat, ano? As well as the way we practice our faith. Dahil dati hindi natin maisip na yung pagpipreach, yung pagpunta sa simbahan, gagawin natin online. Pero sobrang nabago. Post-pandemic po, sa tingin nyo ba magtutuloy-tuloy ito and what good does it have para sa lahat na hindi talaga everyday o kahit na gusto nilang pumunta o attend ng church, eh hindi nila magawa?
Actually, we don't know exactly what's going to happen after this. Either we don't know if it's if we continue to to move, like giving another virus coming up. We don't know that. But the thing is, there was a strong conviction from us that in spite of all these things and ang nangyayari sa buong mundo, and for us, we were able to go there, and we've been there. We've been part of that. Yung pinaka worst case ng virus, we actually experienced that, and in that we're able to give hope sa mga tao. And during that time, there was a lot of interview. Yeah. Na nangyayari sa Zoom, and invitation from different places, different countries na tumatawag sa amin. They wanted to know how we were able to, to overcome this pandemic and this virus na nasa amin. And that's the opportunity for us to, to share the gospel and the hope that is in us, na pwede namin mabigyan ng hope din yung mga tao na nawalan ng hope during that time. And until now, ganun din ang mga sitwasyon nila. And so, we will continue to, to speak out kung anong paano kami itinulungan ng Panginoon, because God is real, God is faithful, at patuloy kaming kumikilos ngayon, and we're still, sharing to them the good news.
Ibinahagi ng mag-asawang Oji at Ani Regalisa ang kanilang mga naging pagsubok sa unang bahagi ng pandemya, at mas lalong tumatag ang kanilang paniniwala at pananampalataya. We don't have to say na ito dapat yung faith mo, but each to its own din naman, yeah, di ba po? It doesn't have to be pareho kayo ng faith. Kahit na ano yung pinaghahawakan ninyo na pananampalataya, you just have to be faithful to it.
That's correct. I mean, there's in the Bible, there's different kinds of faith, no? Weak faith, strong faith, supernatural faith, no? But the God kind of faith is what we need to have. The God kind of faith is, I believe, is the faith that comes from God Himself. And so you are able to actually override every hurdles in your life. Where is it recorded? It's actually in the book of Acts. Many people there have been bitten by snakes, like Apostle Paul. But the venom didn't kill him. So it's a God kind of faith. It's never like a faith that we have. We have to really pray for that God kind of faith. Because I believe that God kind of faith, kahit anong mangyari sa'yo, there is this amazing God who will actually fight for you. No, fight for you. Hindi ikaw magfa-fight. Fight for you. Siya mismo magfa-fight nun. Because one of the things that it's in the Bible, and the truth is, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So when your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is God, He takes care of your body. So whatever is in, anong isundot dyan sa'yo, medicine or anything, because it's not about us, but it's about where God is being glorified. So what I knew about faith is this, that even though we are, there's a verse that it's, I so love, it says, even though you're faithless, God is still faithful. So we hang on na sometimes wala na tayo halos hope, and faithless na eh. No, but on the things that we become weak, God is strong. And so ang akin is, in those trials and moments of downness, because all of us, in fact, nagkaroon pa ako ng periods of depression. Because what am I going to do now? You know, kasi bouts of depression, bouts of mood swings, buti na lang meron akong asawang mapasensya. At talagang super tough when it comes to trials. I believe that He was made for me to be more tougher, because He's been everything to me. He's been everything to me. Like, you know, during those times, I have some bouts of, screams. Because, of course, yung parang, meron kong frustrations eh.
Ito yung post-syndrome.
Yeah, correct. Kaya nga tinetest ako na. Pero it's not as wild as. Because there is the Spirit of God speaking to you and telling you, it's okay. You know, just read my word or play music, worship. And God quiets you in the midst of the storm. I think the lesson in my ordeal is when there is a storm, Jesus is right there to actually be the one to be in charge. He's not leaving us. He's just right there. And to calm the storm, all we have to do is ask. Because during the time, they were already experiencing the storm in the boat. It took them a little while before he could even wake him up to help them. But one thing too strikes me the most in that story is also Jesus is counting on our faith.
Kayo po, bilang nasaksihan ninyo yung miracle, ano yung mensahe na pwede ninyong maibahagi sa mga nakikinig sa atin, lalo na nitong Easter?
My message is, don't just give up. Knowing that, that God is there, God is real. So we don't have to put our faith on our own effort or put our faith on medicines, but there is a higher than that. And God promised us that He said that He will never leave us nor forsake us. And in that, we just need to put our full faith sa Kanya para just trust Him. Let Him be God. Kasi yun ang Kanyang forte. And we just, tayo, we just need to, to just ask. Yun nga sinabi niya, if you don't ask, you will not be able to get it. So if you don't knock, you will not, hindi mag-open ng door. So you keep on seeking. Sabi niya sa isang verse, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. So ang message ko is to really seek God first. And kung ano man yung dinadanas natin ngayon, may problema ng sakit o finances or anything, just seek God first and God will do His best.
Yeah, I respect science and thank God for those nurses and doctors. Kudos ako sa kanila, have they taken care of all of us. In fact, they sacrifice even their time with their families. I salute them. And even the medicines that made us well. Amazing God. God actually brought that out to people who are skilled and studying it. That's their gift. The message is, I have to keep on because God, I've seen God faithful in my life and walk, and I will keep on serving, loving, and preaching about Him because I think giving back this life, only one life I have, only one life, sabi nga isang statement, only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. But I'm so glad, and I know that God will be glorified if this one life I have that will soon be passed will be given back to Him. Because He formed me, and it's just but right for Him to give life to give it back to Him. So yun ang message ko dyan.
At yan ang pag-ubahagi ng mag-asawang OG at Ani Rega Lisa at kung paano pa lalong pinatatag ng pandemya at mga pagsubok ang kanilang pananampalataya. At paunawa lamang, wala tayong itinutulak o itinataguyod na particular na relihiyon, pero ano man ang inyong pananampalataya, kapit lamang tayo. At sa mga patuloy na sinusubok ng anumang sakuna o kaganapan, dalangin namin na malampasan natin itong lahat.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.